Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, visit our website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to take my friend Nicole from Stargazer Creative with us. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, so besides being a really cool name, what is Stargazer Creative?
So Stargazer is a marketing creative agency that focuses, as we like to say, on bringing bright ideas to life. So basically our clients' businesses can shine when we're involved. We create and execute anything you need for your business. So from start to finish, soup to nuts, all of that.
So tell us a little bit more about Stargazer and what you do. Because what I find is, you know, for my clients, their biggest weakness is always marketing. You know, it's something we do when we have time, or it's something we set up, you know, social media accounts, get really excited and post for two or three straight days, and then we don't touch them for a month. So talk to us a little bit more about, you know, what you're doing and about all these services you offer.
Yeah, so we, like I said, kind of do everything you need for your business. So from websites to design and executing your social media or a digital campaign, even from start if you need a logo or a logo refresh or even your brand standards. But what makes us unique is, with my experience, we're actually marketers. So most creative agencies you're going to find are run by designers. We're actually run by marketers. So we look at your short-term and your long-term goals before outlining a campaign. That way, we can make sure that every dollar you spend, every marketing effort you put out there, goes towards reaching your long-term goals instead of simply a stopgap. Like, okay, I need more customers, so let me do this campaign really quick. But maybe that campaign doesn't align with what you were trying to do 18 months out. So
That is a unique approach that you have as the marketing company. You know, because like I said, there's a lot of times, you know, they're done by creative people, and it can, you know, and logos are important. Don't get me wrong; it's a really beautiful logo on the website. You know, looks pretty, you know, to look at. But like I said, is it achieving your goals? And that can be the challenge, where, you know, a lot of times people are trying to, you know, to focus on branding. I want to talk a little bit about that with you, and they're just not really sure how to go about everything. It starts with the, hey, Nicole, I want more clients. Now what? You must get that all the time.
We do. So, you know, and part of the ask there is, you know, what type of clients are you looking for? You don't just want to get someone in the door. There's a particular client you're looking for to get in the door, and there's a particular niche that you know you can fill for people. So we want to make sure that the campaigns or that the efforts we're putting through meet that niche. Like, example, you know, just because you're doing a tabling event you know, maybe you're doing a festival, it doesn't mean you should hand out branded water bottles, you know, like the Poland Spring water bottles, but with your name on them, if part of your goal as a company is to show how eco-friendly you are. Like, you're missing the point of your campaign. You're not really, their clients are going to be like, well, why are they giving me this plastic bottle if they want to be sustainable? You know, so we're making sure that the clients you're getting are people who care about sustainability, and that the way you're achieving them is also caring about sustainability, showing your green, showing those efforts that you're putting forward.
No, that definitely makes sense. Because one of the things I see my clients and business owners struggle with is the whole branding concept. You know, so you've given me three different pieces of marketing, and your logo is different on all three. Your branding colors are different on all three. Why is that so important for consistency?
Well, consistency, it helps you have rememberability. Oh, my God, I can't even talk. You know, it's going to keep you fresh of mind. If every time they see the same image, they're going to think of you. And if it's different image or two or three different images or different colors, there's going to be consumer confusion, and you definitely don't want that to happen. You want them to see it and be like, oh, wait, that's so-and-so. You know, part of what we do is, when we create a logo or even a refresh of a logo, we'll give you fonts, colors, even the reverse color. Because, you know, even if your logo is like my logo is, you know, a radiant, it's a blue and it's got a gradient in the flower, which is great. But there are times you need a white logo, or the times you need a black logo. So we'll give them the color options, but we'll also give them the fonts that they should be using, and then the PMS colors, so that they go along with it, so that you know, like, hey, if I'm going to put up this blue sign with my white logo, this is the right blue to put up. that matches everything else that I'm doing, so that there's consistency in all of your materials, you know. And we even have clients come to us who say, hey, you know, like I'm part of a franchise or I'm part of this national brand, and I have this really great national logo, but I need something that distinguishes me as being the local version of this. You know, I'm your local Dunks, or I'm your local, you know, chapter of class or whatever it might be, or, you know, ARC. You know, an organization basically that is trying to get donors locally, but under this national umbrella. So one of the things we can do is give them some sub fonts and give them some tweaks to that logo that give them their localized image, so that when people see it, they know, okay, well, that's ARC, but that's the ARC version that's in, you know, Metro West, or that's the ARC of Massachusetts, so that, you know, it'll help kind of ring a bell with them and hopefully give them more donors, because the donors will now recognize, like, I'm not just giving to national, I'm giving something locally. And then the local, you know, the local tie is always great, because they know that it's going to people in their community and not just the national aspect of the community, of the organization.
Nicole, one of the other things I see, whether it's networking, marketing, is you're talking to a business owner and they'll make a statement, I don't need to market, I'm doing great. And I often when I hear that, I just kind of cringe. I'm like, but how do you could do better, you know? But I get there, no, I'm good, you know, I don't need to, you know, do anything. They have no website, they have no social media presence. What do you say to that person? Or do you just smile and keep walking?
I mean, I smile and I giggle a little, but you know, the big thing is obviously you need something, because nowadays, if people aren't seeing you on social media and they're not seeing you online, they're not doing business with you. I mean, it's just that cut and dry. If I can't find you online, I'm not doing anything with you. And that's not just my view. Obviously, that's the national majority's view. Today, I need to be able to look you up on my phone. I need to be able to look you up as I'm standing in the store and trying to debate between this product or that product. It's just necessary, you know. And the other aspect of that is, but if you have employees, you do need to market, because even if you're not marketing to consumers, which you always should be, your employees need to have a consistent thought and way that they're projecting the company. So outside of external needs, you also have an internal need to make sure that your brand and that your look and the feel of your business is consistent, so that every time one of your employees meets someone outside or is talking to someone on the phone, that they're saying the exact same thing or similar about what your business goals are, what your business needs are, what, you know, who you are as a company. Without that consistency, your message is just getting lost. And you might not need to market now, but, you know, 6-8 months down the road, you definitely need to market, because no one's going to know who you are. Your brand and your identity is going to be so muddy that they're just going to be like, I can't deal with that. I can't even look this up to figure out what they're doing. So I'm just going to go, you know, go to your competition.
You bring up a great point. You know, that's what the majority of us do, is we have a need for something. So we go on the internet and we type that in, you know, hey, I need a website in Massachusetts, whatever you type in. If you have no presence and it can't be found, you know, to try to rely just off word of mouth is really going to hold back your business, correct?
Correct, definitely. Yeah,
so,
I mean,
so that kind of answers the whole why marketing, you know, because I still see people just reluctant simply because, you know, sometimes they don't know where to start. You know, should I build a website? Should I rely on social media? So social media alone isn't always enough, right?
It's never enough. You need to be able to tie it in. And the idea of doing one versus the other is just, it's crazy in my head, because social media is basically free to do. Your website's your investment. So make an investment in a website and then make sure that your social media is tying into your website, and you can drive customers from one to the other. So if you're out there on social media and you don't have a website, then there's no place for your customers to go when they're interested in something. I mean, what, they're going to call you?
Yeah.
You're going to be answering your phone 24/7? I mean, that's just not going to happen. You want to be able to have a link in that social media post that brings them to either a subpage or the main page of your website, you know, so that they can then move forward and start to pursue your product, or at least start to investigate and research on their end your product.
So for you, my friend, who is your ideal customer then?
So our ideal customer, my ideal customer, is kind of small, mid-sized businesses. So whether you're in need of creating that identity or the website, or you just want to freshen up what you have, you know, we're here to kind of help you gain customers and events. you know, to thank employees or kind of anything that you might be doing for your business. So some of the customers we've had recently are people who are starting a business, like, you know, selling oils or selling, you know, different products, you know, I like to call them pyramid schemes, but we know they're really not. But you know what I mean, the marketing plan. So customers who are starting their own branches of those, we're helping them create their identity and their websites or at least their business cards and marketing materials. But also customers who, you know, hey, I've been doing this for 20, 25 years, but I know my website isn't the website it needs to be today. It was the website it needed to be 20 years ago. And so we're helping kind of take those websites, recreate them, and make them, you know, more user-friendly, have the updated navigation that you need to see in today's environment, as well as have the updated platform so that they're responsive, you know, available across devices, and that they're actually, you know, if they have e-commerce, that the e-commerce is updated and current, because that's a big thing. I mean, you don't want an e-commerce catalog on your website that's slow and lagging because it's a technology from 10 years ago. You know, like business, everything that supports and grows your business is ever evolving, and you need to make sure that you're keeping up with those trends. So we help them, you know, freshen their brand and keep up with those trends. But we also do fulfillment, which is interesting and new. It's whether you're creating a product and you want us to store it for you and drop ship it as you make a sale, or we like to do a campaign for you, and then that campaign can have these unique components that we would then customize in some sort of pretty packaging or, you know, standard packaging, and then ship out to your customers or your prospect as whether it's a thank you or it's a, hey, let's meet for coffee, just something unique so that, you know, people don't pay a lot of attention to mail today, but if you're sending them something unique that stands out, it's going to catch their attention because they're just dropping all those letters and general boxes that they receive, but they receive something that's a color, you know, special colored box or has, you know, a fun label on it that says kind of, you know, open me or to be careful, something's going to, something alive inside, that sort of stuff, that they're going to really be like, oh my God, this I need to open, like I need to see what's going on, why this crazy company sent me this thing. And then they're going to be like, oh, this isn't so crazy, this is something I need. And, you know, ideally, ideally they're going to answer it and open it and love it. But the response rate is significantly higher when they're getting something that's completely different than just seeing, like, okay, they mailed me a postcard. That's great. You know, so the
now
spend
where
is.
Are you located? I'm sorry.
So our primary location's in Burlington. And then this week we actually open our fulfillment space in Littleton. So we're pretty excited about that. So we'll have space for pallets. We have space for equipment and kind of doing our fulfillment as we need, which is great.
So now, how long ago did you start the business then?
So we opened the business officially April 1st. So I've been doing this a long time for other people, and now it's like, okay, I'm going to do this for myself. So here I am jumping off a cliff doing it.
So Nicole, one of the challenges I find is that people start a business and they recognize they need a website, they need social media, they need marketing information, but they don't know what they want. You know, something simple as, hey, Nicole, can you do a logo for me? Well, what would you like? I want a really cool one. So can you help people who really don't know what they need?
Absolutely. And it's kind of, well, it's better in our space or my space if you don't know what you're looking for. If you know, I need a logo, this is what I'm selling, this is my ideal customer. Then from there, like, we'll do the research, we'll do the heavy lifting for you, and we'll be like, okay, but if you're doing a restaurant, you know, you really want to have your color scheme be something in the oranges or the reds, and then, you know, we're working with it, and it's like, okay, but the name of your business is, you know, Rosie's, so, okay, well, is there a real Rosie, or is this like Victoria's Secrets where there's no real Victoria, you know? And if there's a real Rosie, like, well, let us see what Rosie looks like, and let us see how we can incorporate it, and then really kind of dig in to see so that, you know, the ultimate logo is something that is going to subconsciously hit your target client as well as resonate with you, because there's some of that personal connection to, you know, to the logo that we've created and kind of why it's driving your business and why it should represent your business. And then, you know, it's going to take some time and it's going to take versions and going around and around and tweaking this, but it's going to include the fonts and your colors and the look and feel of everything.
So we got about 45 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they work with you?
Yeah, so they can call 833-STARGAZE, or they can visit stargazercreative.com to reach us. And then we also have a local number, so that's 978-306-2886.
Awesome. Cool. Nicole, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Anytime. Thanks so much, Kevin. Have a good day.
Bye now.